Hey guys, coming live here from Florida. Got my sunscreen on, sitting out by the pool, and it's a little warm, so I thought I'm just going to go ahead and go live before I get totally sweaty and make you all look at that. So, we are continuing our series on top 10 keto tips for your low carb and keto lifestyle, and I think we're on week three already. And today is going to be sort of short. One, because I'm hot and it's outside, and two, because I didn't unpack my stand for my camera, so I'm getting my arm workout this morning. So, we're going to keep it short and sweet. But today is a really important tip, and it is all about reading labels to find those sneaky carbs. So, a lot of us know, yeah, I shouldn't be drinking sugary drinks. I shouldn't be eating bread. But what we don't know can hurt us because if you don't read your labels, you won't be aware of some of the sneaky sugars that are hidden in different things that you might not ever think. Like, for example, bread. We know bread is not really a keto choice because it's bread, right? But did you know they actually add sugar and high fructose corn syrup to breads? They also add it to things like spaghetti sauce, ketchup, barbecue sauce. Those are things where there might be a lot more carbs hidden in them than you realize. Another sneaky place where you can find carbs, salad dressings. Most of us think, hey, I'm choosing salad for lunch. That's a great way to make a healthy choice, and it can be. And it can be a really great keto choice if you're adding healthy fats like cheese and bacon and eggs. But a lot of salad dressings also contain a lot of sugars, a lot of carbs. So even if it's a salad dressing like ranch or blue cheese, which you think would be keto friendly, still take it a minute, flip, look at the label, read the label. We have several resources here at Keto Sisters and that we talk about in our Real Life Keto Challenge, where we give you different names of hidden sugars, ways manufacturers try to sneak them in there without you realizing it's sugar and carbs. So those are resources that we give to people in our challenge and as we help walk them through this process of creating their real life keto lifestyle. So if you could put in the comments whether or not you've been through our challenge, whether you remember our emphasis on sugars and hidden sugars and the different names for sugars. Also, just if you're watching, I would love to know where you're watching from. You could put that in the comments as well, whether you're watching live or later catching this on replay. That would be awesome just to know where we're reaching you. Some other things that you might want to be aware of. Like a lot of times, if people are trying to lose weight or watch what they eat, they chew gum or they use mints to kind of keep them from eating and snacking. But you need to read the labels on those as well. A lot of those have a lot more sugar in them than you think. And this last one might really get you. All right. It's kind of like when we're talking about salad dressings. Here you are trying to do a good thing, eating salad, and then like you're derailed by the fact that your salad dressing has a ton of sugar, a ton of carbs in it, right? You don't want to be kind of misled that way, or some of those salad toppings that you can get, a lot of those, even if they're nuts, and you think, ah, nuts, that's keto, right? Well, a lot of times they're candied nuts, so you've got a lot of extra sugar that way. So that's something else you need to watch out for. The last one is sneaky like that. Vitamins. Did you know that your vitamins and your supplements might have carbs in them, especially if you do the gummy vitamins? But even vitamins that aren't gummy, they can have carbs in them. So that might be something that you want to check, especially if you're really trying to be really strict with your macros and try to stay under those 20 net carbs. If you have one or two or three in your supplements, in your vitamins, that's only going to leave you with 17 for the rest of the day. So you want to read your labels even on supplements, even on vitamins. Yes, that can be a good thing, and it might still be a choice that you want to make. Like if the only way that you know that you're getting your vitamins in is to take a vitamin, and if you can't swallow the bigger vitamins, I know a lot of people don't like the bigger vitamins. Sometimes people say, hey, I can only do the gummy. That still might be a good choice for you. It's not the best choice necessarily in theory, but is it a choice that works for you? We always talk about good, better, best here and making better choices all along the way. So it might not be a perfect choice, but if you're making progress and you are doing what's right for you in this season, then that's awesome. All right. So I'm going to head out here because I hear some people coming out. But thanks for hopping on. Remember to check for hidden carbs and sugars in your barbecue sauces, in your ketchups, in your salad dressings, things where you might not think it will be, even in spaghetti sauce. You've got to read those labels because a lot of hidden sugars can be in canned and prepared foods. So just reading those labels so you're not blindsided. And again, you still might choose to eat an item, but at least you go in with the awareness that it's something that is serving the goals and the lifestyle that you've picked for yourself. So that's it for now. I'll check in later. Bye, guys.